1.
A Democrat running for office in Rhode Island tells the president to shove it. Those exact words. I'll explain why. In the meantime, what's going on with a federal search of the home of a missile systems expert who apparently worked for Raytheon? He was a contractor. What was he hiding, if anything? What were they looking for? And the blunder of the week. NPR affiliates are furious over Juan Williams firing the way it was handled. So today, the head of NPR apologizes. A little bit too late. Not too late for this show, though. There were like 27 million plus of us hanging around in the night hours. Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. We zig and zag all over the place. That's what we do here because we all have ADD, right? How many cups of coffee have you downed so far? Are you just getting off of work and you're on the downward slide? Do you have insomnia and you've just tuned in? Are you so fascinated by what we have to say that you just set the alarm to us? Either way, I'm kidding. You're all welcome. I don't care what your stripes are. Left of left or right of right, it's all good. Speaking of the left and the right, we have a midterm election coming up. And there are a lot of key states and key races that you could look at as kind of the, I don't know, foreboding as to what could happen, let's say, in the two chambers on the Hill coming up very, very soon. It may swing in a different direction. When I say it may swing, it's Democratic controlled now. So if it swings to the GOP, does that mean more cooperation, less cooperation, roadblocks, more headaches, more things getting done? Who's to say? First, there has to be a switch or there is no switch. And some of the key races include Kentucky and in Wisconsin. I'll get to that in a second. Illinois is another battleground. West Virginia, Colorado, Connecticut. Ohio's big, Pennsylvania's big, and there's some others too. But let's talk about California for a second. The three-term Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer has a little bit of a lead in the polls over the former Hewlett-Packard chief, Carly Fiorina. Barack Obama, the president, campaigned for Boxer last week. He was crisscrossing kind of around the states, and normally, it's a layup for the Democrats when you talk about California. This time, it's just not a layup. The Senate Republican Campaign Committee is saying they're going to spend $3 million altogether at least on advertising in the final days to help Fiorina, hoping they can push her over. So there's a lot of tossing back and forth between the two ladies, including in a debate. Senator Boxer talked about clean energy and jobs. Carly Fiorina talked about holding Boxer accountable for what's happened and also said that, listen, this woman destroys jobs. Here's Boxer and Fiorina.
I never sugarcoat how tough these times are. The one bright spot we've had in California, looking back through these recessionary years, has been clean energy jobs. We must not settle for number two when it comes to clean energy.
Voters need to hold her accountable for her performance. Voters know who she is. They know how long she's been there, 28 years, and they know that her track record has been one of job destruction, not job creation.
All right, so we'll see what the voters believe and which way they slide. It's just like Nevada with Harry Reid, the biggest Republican target probably. It's painted on his back. There's no question it's been that way for a couple of months. This is the race that everybody's talking about because Sharon Engel is absolutely a Tea Party favorite. And this is a state where the economy has tanked the worst of all the states. 14% unemployed. 14%. I can barely get it out of my mouth. It's such a big number. And the polls are showing that Reid, who has been elected over and over and over again, is definitely vulnerable. And at one point, this has been such a quotable fight between the two of them. Remember the moment when Sharon Engel in one of their debates said, he needs to man up about his decisions on the economy. Man up! So does he man up and get the vote, or does he slurk away and go into the speaking circuit and make $1 million writing a book? That's usually what happens with politicians. So, you know, this is truly the biggest test probably on the map, besides California, because California is big since really it's almost always a layup when it comes to the Democrats. We've mentioned Kentucky over and over again. Many of you listening to us in the great state of Kentucky and the Republican Rand Paul, the son, of course, of Libertarian Congressman Ron Paul, and also somebody the Tea Party really clearly likes and endorses, has a pretty big lead now, and this is just the latest numbers I saw, over Jack Conway. But it depends on what poll you're looking at. They have had their final debate, and Paul didn't shake hands with Jack Conway after the last debate because there was a nasty exchange between the two about an ad that was, I guess, highly exaggerated on this secret society that Paul was part of when he was a student at Baylor University. And this one, I think, could come down to the wire if suddenly more of those Democrats show up at the polls. But the latest ones, the voting polls, that is, the latest ones that I've seen, Jack Conway now is behind. And there are, like I said, other races. Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal, who is a popular state attorney, he's a Democrat. He's got a tougher race than he thought he was going to have, because of the money that's being spent from Linda McMahon's campaign. She's the former World Wrestling Entertainment chief exec. But he's got a double-digit lead in most of the polls. And this is a very Democratic-leaning state. So it's not to say that it can't go in a different direction, but he's got the edge there anyway at this point. Will a bunch of these Democrats fall, and will some of these Republicans take over, and will some of these unknowns take over? The Republican Pat Toomey had a giant lead on the Democrat Joe Sestak in Pennsylvania, but that's disappeared. That's pretty much a coin flip now at this point. And this is over Arlen Specter's seat, who was knocked out, of course, by Sestak in the primary on the Democratic side. And Toomey is the former head of the anti-tax group. It was called Club for Growth. And I'll tell you, it's what I hear from people I know back home. Toomey has a little more of an edge over Sestak than you would believe. But a Sestak win would, of course, finish off the Republican hopes of capturing a Senate majority, because Pennsylvania is one of the key battles. That's a place they thought, okay, we think we have this in the bag, and now that's kind of going in a different direction. Even Washington. Washington's kind of interesting, too, because you have a three-term Democratic senator, Patty Murray, in a very close race with a challenger, Dino Rossi, and this is after massive, massive campaigning and advertising, really, from both sides. This may be one of the places where we've seen the most advertising. The state, again, also usually leans Democratic because of Seattle and the suburbs, but this time it's looking a little bit different. So this could flip into a different direction too. That's why it's fascinating to watch how this is setting up. And then ultimately the payoff, how it plays out. It's kind of like the Super Bowl, if you will, of midterm election politics. I think it's good stuff. Chance for a change. Stay with us.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 25th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.4660. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.8169, $690.85 for a half ounce, or $345.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.8169, $690.85, or $345.42.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
I was born, the nurses all gathered round, they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check your mail, the stuff that you have sent me, an avalanche of it. I have to go through it every single day, otherwise I risk being shut out. That's when it's time to clean out the mailbox. It's the virtual mail, but it would be like if you didn't check your mailbox enough and the mailbox wouldn't stay shut. It's kind of like that. So a lot of you have some heavy thoughts you sent up to me. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But first, let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Princess of the night.
What's going on?
Or princess of the right, one of the two. How about that?
Princess of the night and the right.
You know, I just read that Dirty Harry, otherwise known as Clint Eastwood, just said he's not a fan of Barack Obama. Which brings to mind.
Make my day.
Remember that quote?
Make my day.
I love Make My Day. That was one of those movie quotes that lived on and on and on. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't think the Democrats are going to be too happy on November 3rd. I just don't think so. You know, all these unemployed people. I mean, they're not going to have much else to do except go and vote, and you know. They're probably not going to vote for the people who put them there. I just read that Pelosi, and since the Democrats took control of Congress, okay, and let's remember that all the money bills start in the House. Since they took control, that they have developed a debt of $5 trillion in just since 2007 or 8, whenever they took over.
You're right.
2007, yeah. Isn't that incredible?
It is. I know what you're talking about. That was a big story. There's a big headline about that the other day in breaking down the money and the trillions and how much has been racked up since then. And I think you're right, Tomas, that here's the deal. It's what I said. It's in your backyard. If you're unemployed, especially, And the people who are in office, you feel like they're doing nothing for you. There's going to be a big flip. And I think that's why in Nevada, Harry Reid is in so much trouble. The people are furious, 14%, and really actually a little bit higher than that unemployment. And underemployment is making that state just in a terrible shape, making the people there in terrible shape. They don't have, they can't even get half of these casino jobs, and who's going back to the casinos? And it's all the way around. This has been over a year and a half now in not just Vegas, but all over that state. And that's, you see it. You see the frustration. I went through a bunch of the races where they're closer than originally thought, and that's why the president, I mean, the president going to California for Barbara Boxer, that's unheard of.
Oh, wow. He did?
She was a layup. I mean, that's not somebody they thought was in trouble. Why, they weren't getting on any plane to go and help her, and they have gone to help her, yes.
That's incredible.
You know,
you're talking about bullying, and, you know, I don't really think it's a problem. I think that they're just not trying to teach the kids the right way to deal with bullying, you know, instead of trying to say, oh, wait, Tommy looks stressed or Jane is not playing with her friends or Freddie is putting makeup on. And, you know, instead of doing that, teach them when you see a bully, pop him right in the nose and we'll be right behind you. You know, I mean,
what you just said. The problem is, though, the school is not right behind them. I know where you're going with that, and I kind of agree with you. It's like the whole thing. Remember when they did away with, and a lot of schools don't do this, they don't have dodgeball anymore because it was considered too nasty to slam somebody with a ball. I'm sorry. When I was 5 years old, Joey Ficarra knocked me in the head with a ball. It's the best thing that ever happened to me because I nailed him right back. And I'm a girl. I'm a girl, and I was taught by my mother that, listen, you don't seek to fight somebody, but if somebody hits you, then you hit back. Then you stand up for yourself.
You know how this segues into the beginning of your show, when you had somebody talking about kids that are in trouble and
yeah.
And what did he say? He said only 20% of those children had two parents in the house.
Yeah.
And Lord knows it's hard enough with two parents in the house. Can you imagine the pressure on the mother or the father who's there, you know, and, oh man, I don't wanna rock the boat in the house, or, you know, I mean, so. Yeah, it's tough, but they're teaching the kids the wrong way. They're thinking, they're making them think like they're victims instead of just empowering them to stand up to bullies. And, you know, not expect the teacher or the school to try and read the future and figure out who is going to be the bully and who's going to be the victim. There's going to be bullying. Punch them in the eye. That will solve the situation. Anyway, I'll leave you with that, and I'll leave you with that.
I like that. Punch him in the eye. So you and I are of one mind, and now everybody's going to be furious at me on that we've gone a little bit too soft, and that's part of the problem. Thanks, Tomas. But here's the other side of that coin. Not in the case of the Rutgers kid, for goodness sake, and not when somebody is, I mean, just what I would call mentally raped, and it was wrong what happened there, and that should never have happened. And there are cases where they're using the word bullying, but you could use a different word for that. I'm not talking about the little stuff on the playground that Tomas and I were kind of going back and forth on. I'm talking about really serious. That's a little bit different. And then some of that has escalated, and part of the problem is exactly what he pointed out, the fact that there's so much stress, and a lot of times there's a one-parent home. So where do you go with that? What do you do? And I think everybody backs off. They don't want problems. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello, Kate. Talking about bullying, the bullies from New York did a good job tonight in Dallas.
Boy, they just killed him. I'm glad that I told everyone that asked me to pick the Giants. I didn't think the Cowboys were going to win this, but I didn't think that Romo would get knocked out and it would be that horrible of a game.
Well, you know, when he hit him on that sack, that's exact, you know, people sit there and say, oh, they don't try to hurt each other in that league. Yeah, they do. That's exactly what you teach linebackers from high school and up. You get a quarterback, you land on top of him with his shoulder into the ground, It was a it was picture perfect, exactly what they teach them to do.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't understand how that little dweeb, that quarterback, the Giants, never, you know, why he hasn't been knocked out. I mean, Peyton's a big dude, you know. I mean, but every time I look at Eli Manning, I think they got a 15-year-old quarterback in their football team, you know, and I don't know. It's just
he does look like a little kid. He does look young. You're right, but he's over 30. But yeah,
here's my dilemma with this. You know, and I told you about this before. I rooted for those turkeys to beat the Patriots. You know, 3 years ago in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing so, you can't root for your enemy at any time, or karma switches on you. You know, and the Cowboys haven't been able to beat them since. You know, it's like I jinxed my team or something like that, you know, because they can't beat the Giants. It's a joke. They got more talent. Although I don't know, like those three receivers they got for the Giants right now are playing great football, you know. But it's just good they haven't been able to beat them. And now I'm in the same dilemma. The only reason I was rooting for the Giants against your Phillies is because I want to see them get beat in the World Series again, so I can keep rubbing it in. But then, and then I've got to turn around and vote root for Texas. And I want Texas to go ahead and win this thing, which, by the way, did you hear this absurd thing that its tickets are going for $20,000 on the lower level in San Francisco?
That's true. It's true. And the same thing in Texas. The tickets are astronomical. The cost of the World Series tickets are crazy. Hey, 50 years, they haven't had a World Series. So it's the same thing in Texas. And the Giants have seen it before, but they haven't in Texas, and that's the crazy. Who's got that money, Don?
I can't believe somebody. If anybody spends $20,000 for a ticket, you know what? Obama ought to stick it to him. You know what I mean? You know what I'm just saying?
That's crazy.
Give it to the youth. Give it to a charity. Give it. You know, watch the game on a big screen TV.
I agree.
I can't believe there's people that have money to buy, spend money on something like that. But
I agree.
But anyway, though. So the point is that, you know, here's if I go rooting for the Rangers and they take out the Giants in the World Series, which is what I hope happens. And what happens if they dominate my Athletics for the next 10 years, you know? And then I jinxed my baseball team, you know? So I can't stand this, you know? So maybe I would just turn the TV off and not watch any of it, you know?
Abandon baseball.
Hey, last thing I got to share with you is I heard this comment today from our wonderful leader, the Fuhrer. I better not call Obama the Fuhrer. Oh, my gosh, he'll get so many bad emails. Anyway, he stated that because of the past administration's financial something or other, the way they run the government, that it's jeopardized our children's futures, and that he's there to change that. And I'm thinking to myself, you just spent $3 trillion more than you had in the last 2 years.
Right, so how are you jeopardizing the future? I heard that comment, too. In fact, I'll talk about that a little bit on the flip side with the mail. Stay with us.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire.
The president, a little bit inconsistent in his remarks, but I think that's part of the problem with this White House. I always say when people ask me, just is ineffective. So because they're trying to hedge their bets, you have the president in one facing one group telling them that, well, you know, if Republicans have these gains in Congress, there's opportunities to work with the GOP after Election Day, because we don't want to be consumed by gridlock if they take control. And so what he'll say in one sentence, he'll say there's a new promise of a new bipartisanship era. And then at the same time, he's trying to rally his base and go to the rescue of like Barbara Boxer in California to stave off the Republican tide that's out there, or looks to be out there, for these midterm elections. So it's weird when you hear him speak at a town hall, and there'll be a lot of 20-somethings in the group, and he'll say there are some good Republican ideas and there's some opportunity to work with them. But then he'll be at a private spot somewhere like in Boston, and he'll tell the people there that bipartisan cooperation would be very slim if the Republicans ran Congress, and that it would be impossible for him to move forward on clean energy and education or any of the foreign policy goals. So once again, speaking out of two sides of his mouth. However, this is the political way. It's nothing new. I think there's massive inconsistencies with what the president says, but I think it's his writers. And they say, do this, and then that's not working, so let's do that. And instead, it should just be, okay, this is who I am, this is what it is, and bring it on. I don't understand that. Why constantly? It's the need to please. That's what it is. He feels the need to please, and you don't have to please. You can't be a people pleaser and be the president of the United States. Let's go to Mark in New York.
Yeah, the more he tries to please people, the more he'll be caught in the middle of his,
yep,
basically his inconsistency, and people are trying to figure out whether it's planned, whether he's being foolish or being guided. I think he's very duplicitous. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. I was listening to a couple of talk shows this week, and I was kind of laughing. I said, you know, I don't know if it was Savage or Rush, but some callers were calling. They were talking about stuff that me and you talked about like 6 or 8 months ago or years ago.
Yeah.
And nothing in particular that I can even remember. But I'm like, geez, why don't you just listen to Kate Delaney? You don't have to listen to these guys because we bring up stuff. And on that issue, remember when John McCain was questioning employer-provided insurance and how,
yeah,
much, you know, how you don't get paid for that, but that's a benefit. And the Democrats, especially Hillary and Barack Obama on a campaign trail, they screamed and hollered. They say, you see, they want to take your health insurance away. I'm just curious if America, that's exactly what he's done. He's put a tax on your health insurance plan. Let me be not blunt. They mother-effed it when the Republicans brought it up, and that's exactly what's in their plans. They're also diminishing the health savings accounts, which keeps you in control of your health decisions. And the reason I bring that up is because they lied. Now it's in the health plan. Two things I listened to on shortwave, and it doesn't matter who it was, but you'll hear the mainstream media, the big talk shows, talk about this. So, well, they talked about this one. You've seen they're floating a plan because they're broke, Kate. They want to not let you deduct your mortgage interest on your mortgage interest that you pay,
mm-hmm,
out, deduct,
yeah,
that from your taxes. They want to,
yeah,
take that away. Could,
great,
you imagine if anyone on our side of the aisle or any side of the aisle, any candidate, anywhere brought that up, they'd have been squashed. And this America, he wants to not let you deduct your mortgage interest. And here's something else I've heard. Last year, and there's something else, and we'll see. We'll get more details. He wants to put a 1% transaction tax on every transaction you make at your private bank. So when you deposit a check, no matter what the amount is, could be $100, could be $10,000, and
right,
when you go to cash a check, when you go to pay your bills, this is what this guy wants to do, and this is part of the financial regulations bill to follow everything that you do with your credit card, your banking statement. And it ties in with the IRS agents, the 10,000 IRS agents he wants, not only to follow your health care decisions, but every single time that you make a transaction, they want to get rid of the kid. They make a cashless society. We won't even go there with the cashless society and the computer chips. But he wants to track everything that you do because they're broke and they want to take your money. And
make up for the money that they squandered.
And exactly. And, EK, here's the thing. No matter how many trillions they raise in taxes, whether it's legalizing marijuana, look, you name it, they're going to continue to spend it. They're not going to cut spending anywhere else and to balance. You saw Nancy Pelosi talking about deficit reduction or not spend. Are you kidding me? That's why the Chinese are laughing, but they're not laughing so hard. They're saying, we're going to take your country over.
Right.
You know, it's just that's what's coming, America. It's not just not fear-mongering. And his idea of bipartisanship is sit down, shut up, and do what we say. Otherwise, we'll try to blame you if the Republicans should take over both houses of Congress. And even more important than that, whether they get blamed for policies that he tries to push in his agenda. This next Supreme Court decision is so vitally important because someone else is about to step down. And what the Republicans or whoever is in office, I know they have to be Republicans. It could be just the opposition to this tyrant. They could tell him, just like the guy, a Democrat in Rhode Island said, take your endorsement and shove it. Take your Supreme Court nominees and shove it. Kate, if a Republican president, I'm just not saying I'm voting Republican, I'm just saying if they were in office and a candidate that was supposedly to endorse him or campaign for him told Republican to shove it. I mean, it's just amazing.
It's amazing what happens, how the wheels turn and what gets slid under the bus.
Right.
But it wouldn't be for another person, yeah.
And what they don't tell you, I hope the incumbents are thrown out next week. And I know I listen to you in Stanford on WSDC. I got to give your station and your affiliate there a plug. It reaches across Long Island Sound. A guy named Fran Becker is running in the congressional district that's held by Carolyn McCarthy, whose husband was killed on a Long Island Railroad.
Yes.
She has been a thorn in the side of people that believe in a right of self-defense. She has to be defeated. So if you're listening in Long Island, please, if you're not registered to vote, well, shame on you. Get rid of these incumbents. It's not just that she's anti-gun, she's anti-self-defense, she votes with Pelosi, just get rid of them, just change the incumbent. It would be such a fantastic day in this country when, you know, these
show the power of the vote.
These people will just, American people will just rise up, and let me just say this, 15 more seconds. I had a friend who I consider him a friend, we work together, and he listens to a lot of the progressive radio. And he came on and talked to me the other day, and he says, you know what? He said this out of the blue. I'm so frightened, Mark. I'm afraid of these Tea Party people. I said, stop right there, dude. I'm part of the Tea Party. I'm anti-incumbent. I don't know what he's talking about, racism. This. I said, dude, you're listening to too much of this garbage radio. Mm-hmm. People want their country back. And they want the process to work the way it's supposed to. The people that are in office work for us. And he doesn't believe that. He's believing this garbage that the left or the progressives are repeating to him. And I'm tired of hearing it. I said, look, you know me, dude. He's a person of color. I said, Mark, it's me, Mark. I'm not a racist, man. And I don't even have to say that to you. I said, you got to stop listening to this garbage that they're feeding to you because they just want us fighting amongst ourselves so we don't throw them out of office.
And right, to make it ridiculous, I agree.
Thanks.
Hey, Mark, thanks. Bye bye. Have a good one. All right, so and the point of what he's saying is just go out and vote. Throw the incumbents out. You don't like what's happening in your neighborhood, you have a chance to make a difference, so just do it. All right, let's head to the mailbag, shall we?
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, this from Jack in Rhode Island. What happened to the military folks who wanted to vote? Great question. There was voters all over the place that in the military serving that might be shut down in this midterm election. You know, the Justice Department reached an agreement with, for example, Illinois. That gave the state a pass for violating federal election law, so it doesn't matter. That means that the military votes won't count. They also hammered out the court agreement, specifically talking about the 35 counties that were supposed to send those absentee ballots 45 days before the election, and they didn't do it. So that was one down. Then, of course, you have the situation in New York and Illinois were the two places where it was the most significant problems, where it was too late. They're saying military voters can go to WVAP.gov to get the online system, and they can also file federal write-in absentee ballots available online and include federal candidates and all that other sort of stuff, even if they haven't gotten their absentee ballots. It's not too late to vote. That would be one of the things that they could possibly do, the online alternative. But that's pretty tough because then they've got to be able to have access, and that if they're in a war zone, of course, that's a much tougher situation. So they screwed up, basically. New York screwed up, and so did Illinois. And how many people get gypped out of voting? Ridiculous. Okay, here's another quick one. This one's from Babs in Kentucky, and she says, Kate, nail the score. I love it. I keep trying to get through. I can't. Did anybody nail the score this time around? I'm just curious. No, nobody nailed the score. The game over the weekend was the Steelers in Miami. The Steelers won it 23-22. A couple of people came a little bit close, probably Clifford in Missouri, the closest, 24-21. He had the Steelers, but nobody nailed it. You have to get it on the head. Therefore, the prize closet is still full. Don't forget, on Thursday/Friday morning, we'll do week 8 in the NFL. Nail the score, baby. Call in. Just keep trying to call. Babs, by the way, you can always email us your score at americatonight.net. Kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
in confusing times. Would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. Remember that little ditty? If I were a rich man. I'm competing. I'm not very good. It's good to have the music up. All right, Fiddler on the Roof. The writer for Fiddler on the Roof. Dead at the age of 98. Boy, that's a long time to live, isn't it? Playwright Joseph Stein, who turned a Yiddish short story into the classic Broadway musical, Fiddler on the Roof, that's what I was just singing, and later wrote the screenplay for the movie adaptation, died from complications of a fall. He was hospitalized for treatment of prostate cancer. He's pretty sick. Mount Sinai Medical Center, 98 years old. Boy, that is a long, long life. And apparently had a pretty happy life. He got a Tony Award for Fiddler, and that really put him on the map. Then he did Zorba and Mr. Wonderful and a whole bunch of other things and worked in television. So he was getting work, and he was supposedly a very funny, funny guy. How about that? And still today, there are a lot of high schools, and then there's always revivals of Fiddler on the Roof. So it's not unusual to see that in small towns or big cities. Or it's just one of those classics that just never goes away, I guess, the best way to say it. So he's a big part of history, absolutely. All right, here's another one for you when it comes to We Can Count. And sadly, this is another sad deal. I'm not doing this on purpose. But whenever you hear of a school bus crash, it kind of, I don't know, just kind of makes me take a step back. I think of the kids, and are they little kids, or, you know, what's the deal with the seatbelts? Was it the bus driver? What was the deal? Well, I guess there was three boys in a black BMW who ran a red light, hit and killed a pedestrian, and then this was the sad part. Then they also broadside a school bus. So it flipped on its side. The bus driver and 18 high school students were injured because of that. Of course, they jumped out of the car, ran into the intersection. It was a spot east of downtown L.A. Eventually, they were caught by a construction worker who held them until the police came. That's the good news, so they didn't get a hit-and-run deal. The bus driver was taken to the hospital in critical condition but was upgraded to serious, so that's good. The 18 students on the bus were taken to the hospitals, and they had non-threatening injuries, a lot of bruises and bumps and cuts and all that sort of stuff. And then there was 25 others on the bus who weren't hurt at all. The three kids in the car that ran the light, they did have injuries. They didn't release their names or their ages or any of that sort of stuff, but this happened, you know, 3:30 in the afternoon, and they weren't paying attention and flew through the light, and thank goodness it wasn't worse, because there were so many, what I heard, and this is what drew my attention to it, there were so many emergency responses to the accident. It sounded like it was catastrophic. There was 11 fire companies and 8 ambulances, and they had 2 fire battalion command units. They had an air ambulance on the scene, because you got to think of L.A., and you have to think of the response. There are a lot of people injured. Well, you got to move as fast as you can to get them out of the car, the bus, the whatever. And you have to do that a lot of times with the air transportation standing by, because you'll never save their life. The traffic is too thick. And really, honestly, it starts at about 3:30 in the afternoon. All right, here's another one for you. It's on a little more of a pleasant nature, I guess, when it comes to We Can Count. You know, it is about the numbers, right? $6 billion, that's what this project's going to cost in California, and it's supposed to provide power for at least 300,000 homes. It's the world's largest solar plant that's being proposed, anyway. It got the okay. Kind of cool looking. I looked at little drafts of it. The project would be in the Mojave Desert near Blythe, California. It is actually the 6th solar venture that's on federal land that's ever been authorized. And also within the last month or so, so it's starting to happen. The deserts, there's so much space there. If you've ever been in that area, I've been there many, many times, and there is absolutely space to do something like this. So the Interior Department said that the Solar Millennium is going to have to provide funding for more than 8,000 acres of desert tortoise, western burrowing owl, bighorn sheep, and Mojave fringe toad lizard. That's the habitat where they are. That's where they go. So that as long as they're able to do that, because there was all this opposition by environmentalists that have been pounding that for a long time, as long as they can do something, then the plant got the okay. So this is a big solar deal. And this could take, pardon the pun, the heat off of some people. And, yeah, it could. You know, they're talking about smoking now and what smoking, what it can cause besides lung cancer and emphysema and all that other sort of stuff. Plus, you'd be a little bit lighter in the wallet if you smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke, but I was in a store the other day and I was just knocked over by the cost of a carton of cigarettes. You could pay 2 bills with it. You could literally pay 2 of your house bills, I think, with the cost of a carton of cigarettes. Crazy. Now there's this. Heavy smoking during middle age can double the risk of Alzheimer's, they're saying, and dementia. They did a study, and in this study at the Archives of Internal Medicine, they're suggesting that when you do that, what happens is you increase that risk, like I said, of Alzheimer's and vascular dementia for men and women across different races. And because the new findings show that it threatens public health and later in life, when they're more likely anyway to develop dementia, they analyzed over 2,200, almost 22,000 rather, people from a health plan who took part in a survey when they were in their 50s and 60s, and that's where they found that almost 6,000 were diagnosed with some form of dementia 20 years after the follow-up when they were, you know, 70 and 80 or whatever. And then there was also about 1,200 people who were diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Boy, that's a pretty big number. But the smoking addiction, despite all the other addictions that you could possibly fall into, is supposed to be one of the hardest things to quit. It just grabs a hold of you, the nicotine, and it's very tough to get away from cigarette smoking. Of course, it's a big industry with the patches now and everything else that you can use to try to wean yourself off nicotine. Ann is listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Ann.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. What's in your mind?
Y'all didn't, our radio station here was having trouble with the transmitter, and you weren't on at all last night, or I would have called last night.
Oh, well, now we're back on
that.
You've
thrown out a bunch of stuff. One, Williams and the Bullies, and you know, it's the Pits having a theological, philosophical, political mind is a curse, and your brain just bounces all over the place.
It does bounce all over the place. It's right.
Let's go to Juan. Let's go to Juan. You better bet these guys that are land blasting him would probably do the same thing that he's doing. They just have to keep up their politically correct front. And with the Bullies, I read a fantastic article back years ago when my kid was a kid that Bullies always get in trouble. But so it's no big deal with them. But if they can get somebody else in trouble, they've won. And
yeah, that's true. If they can drag somebody into it. So if you get dragged down into it and you get suspended from school and things spiral out of control, and I'm just throwing that out there, and the kid was normally a good kid, then you've taken him out because the bully is the bad influence, of course. I get it, yeah.
Well, I think the bully should get in trouble, and the victim should just get talked to about the bully.
There you go. And everybody handles it differently. Ann, I'm glad you got through and the transmitter's okay.
Don't hang up on me.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Appreciate the phone call. You know, it's an age old thing to deal with. There's always been bullies, and at all different age levels, whether it's kindergarten all the way up through high school, and it just depends on the circumstances. But you cannot have a situation like you had at Rutgers where somebody's videotaping somebody who has no idea that's happening. That's just flat out wrong, no question about it.